Jeff Rasmussen went to Bakersfield College and then on to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where he graduated in 1993 after earning a horticulture degree. His first job as a California pest control advisor was with Dennis Seaton with California Agricultural Technical Services in Bakersfield. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, thank you. It's a great honor to be here today.
Well, Jeff, tell us more about Dennis Seaton.
He was my mentor. He's passed, and it was a wonderful relationship of a mentorship, brotherhood, and really opened my mind, and it gave me confidence to become a pest control advisor.
Jeff, let me ask you this. Why do PCAs use crop protection products?
In agriculture, it's our last tool to manage, and my, you know, over 20 years of being a licensed pest control advisor, is you learn a couple of things over many years, and the ideal is we first and foremost manage pests, both good and bad, in our fields. And so, you know, it's the last thing that we would use a organic or a conventional pesticide to mitigate pest populations.
And as you were mentioning, you have beneficial insects. You want these beneficials to do the job before you have to bring in crop protection products, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's changed significantly over the last 20 years is when I was into the business, we were kind of limited on our mode of actions. And now it's actually got more complicated in many aspects. Is we've gotten very good, I call them almost biological controls.
Yeah, yes, that's a new frontier in pest control, using bacteria and fungi to control pests. It's a non-chemical way. And Jeff, there's other changes in the industry.
And we're going after very specific timings of the insect and their life cycle and the mode of action in which we're killing them. And they're much safer than the broad spectrums we used to be used before.
Jeff, I understand you have a friend who's a doctor, and you compare yourself as a plant doctor to the human doctor, don't you?
And our professionals are very similar to one another. We have clients, we observe what they do in their illnesses. And so, for my example, I walk a tomato field, and I see it has a late blight symptoms. And it's, you know, I explained to her, it has a cough.
Yeah, and it could have what could be a symptom, like a cough, that she would understand.
And so I diagnose, and I know the disease, the causal agent of this cough, and I put on a fungicide, okay, that kills that fungus, that I go out there and watch it, observe it, and go from there. You know, a child comes into your office, doctor, you know, you monitor it, you observe, and you diagnose, and then you give that child medicine made from the same chemical company.
And that's true, Jeff. Oftentimes it is.
And you have, you know, pharmaceuticals on one side and ag chemicals on the other.
That's right, Jeff. Pharmaceuticals and ag chemicals, they're all chemicals.
I said, doctor, do you ever prescribe organic medicine? And she was a little perplexed. So I said, you know, because in the agriculture, you would want me to use, you know, something organic that's natural. What do you prescribe organically to your children that you bring and come to your office? And I'll go one step further, doctor. When that child leaves, what does your staff do before another client comes into that office and sprays a specific chemical to kill a specific organism? That's a pesticide, and you're doing that in your office. And doctor, I'd like to know if you give your something to protect themselves.
And even if they've read the label on that material that they're spraying.
The long-term residual to that child as a skin irritant or your workers, what do you do? Well, the doctor got up and left.
Oh, really? The doctor couldn't handle the question, huh?
People don't understand in their own homes that we're applying, you know, quote-unquote, a compound that kills specific organisms, as we have, if you will, pesticides everywhere.
Yeah.
But when we challenge people to think that it's okay to do it in my home or put it in my yard, that it's safe.
Yeah.
And I ensure people, whether in our own ranch, that we are very serious about the safety that we provide for our workers. We make sure that they fully understand the safety concerns, and we have to instill them. It doesn't matter if it's organic or not, that we're going to watch and be vigilant to make sure that they follow all safety precautions with their proper protective equipment or applying it.
Jeff, of course, all PCAs lean on integrated pest management, and you're looking at everything, what you can do for a particular pest and disease, and choosing a chemical or another crop protection product would be the last thing you'd use in many situations, right?
You know, we, unfortunately, we're professionals. We know what we're doing and understand it, and it's something that we kind of, after a while, kind of forget to talk about that we are using Mother Nature against Mother Nature a lot of times. And then again, we're using these compounds. You know, it's not just organically that we use these compounds, that we're actually using them across all of our systems, organic or conventional, that we're using these new types of compounds. It's a whole new world. We're still trying to understand it, and it's very exciting this time in our lives, in our profession, to start understanding these compounds a little bit more.
Jeff, talk about some of the cultural practices that you're involved in with growers not using any crop protection materials.
You know, we're culturally getting better at. We're using a lot more sophisticated equipment on weed burners or cultivators or, you know, digital robotics in our equipment. Then we're using these new biopesticides that we're using different specific organisms to kill another organism, whether it's a fungus, to kill an insect.
And there's also biological fungi and bacteria that can kill the damaging fungi. So, Jeff, it's important for listeners to know that you as a PCA must consider all options to control pests and diseases in all crops.
So when we do apply pesticides, we're always consciously looking around our environment. You know, I've worked in many areas where my grower is next to a creek bed or in rangeland where we have migratory pests. And so we're always out looking, not just in our field. We have to look around our surroundings to understand where these pests are coming from and what other beneficial insects or habitat is there. And we're conscientious because it's our community, and that we just don't decide that it's just best for our crop, that things are migratory. And we have to understand where and when these pests are coming into our field, and that we observe our surroundings and the ecosystem around us. And we live here, and we're not going to poison our own water well. And so we're always conscious about these systems. And then again, the degree of the safeness of these materials have increased significantly over the years. And we're learning more, again, to manage. And I think before we had kind of this concept that we were controlling pests, and I think we're constantly understanding and managing that we are using different types of and welcoming new types of pesticides that we are using.
Of course, Jeff, all pest control products are federally registered. They're highly regulated, and all labels must be followed carefully. If not, it's a federal offense.
Yeah, and that's confidence that we understand when we have a new compound released or an old one, that we are very confident in how we use these tools. That, first of all, these things are at the federal level tested in many aspects of not just human health. There's multiple levels of discipline at the federal level. On top of that, we have another agency independent of that is the Department of California Pesticide Regulation. And then they do their own independent testing on all those other compounds, and they are vigorously processed. And this takes, you know, up to 2 to 3 years sometimes for them to review these labels and look at the scientific data that the companies put forth, volumes of testing.
Well, Jeff, you sound like someone who really loves their job. You're protecting the crops for farmers to provide all the food for all of us.
I have a great career of continuing to learn Mother Nature and the complexities. And this is kind of a passion, and this is kind of my fulfillment of understanding the life cycles and this complex system that we're always trying to figure out, how do we make food safer and more abundant? While working with Mother Nature and having this symbiotic relationship that, you know, we need water, we need healthy air, we need bees. And so we have to make sure we're sustainable. and in our soil, and that to us is our legacy. And every farmer, it's a legacy of the soil that you have something growing healthy in those soils, and that's what I'm blessed with.
Well, Jeff, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast. I can tell that you're a great PCA and you love your job.
Thank you. You're a great host, and it was an honor.